Episode 66. In this episode, I have three books for you to consider reading, and when I use the word consider, I use it lightly.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and it's my job to keep you ahead of the game when it comes to everything to do with online marketing. This is an audio version of our latest blog article on the Green Umbrella website, and this blog has been created with a small business owner in mind. We cover all sorts of topics, so things like growing pains in a business and finance and technology, through to mainly marketing and, of course, good old social media. So without further ado, let's crack on with the episode as I share with you the three books that I've read this month.
She's found a real page turner. It's Julia's book review.
If you've been following my blog for a while, you may know that I set myself a goal of reading at least two books a month. And the areas that I decided to focus on were better business practices, productivity, social media and online marketing techniques, and personal development. Sometimes I actually read more than two books, and this month I was pleased to say that I actually read three. And I say read, but I actually mean listen to, as I consumed all three books via audio this month whilst out walking or driving the car. So let's have a look at the very first one.
Number one.
First one was Pro Blogger, Secrets for Blogging Your Way to a Six-Figure Income. Okie dokie. Well, I was a little bit disappointed with this book as I was really looking forward to learning new techniques on how to make the most from my blog and to drive more traffic to the website. And there are pros and cons about this book. One of the things that soon came to light is that he assumed that everybody who was reading the book was blogging to make money. And to be honest with you, that's not the case in my situation. I get reasonably good traffic from my blog, and it's educational and I enjoy putting it together. And if I applied some of the techniques that he talked about, in particular things like affiliate links and Google AdWords, I'd probably make more money off my site, but that's not really what I'm about. There are some great tips to get you going though, especially if blogging is something that you're only just getting into. Blogging is often seen as an easy way to make money, but in fact it's actually quite hard to work with. Chris certainly gives lots of information, and you can start implementing some strategies, then you're guaranteed to earn money from your blog. If you blog to build a brand or to talk about your niche topic, then you can still learn a very lot of useful techniques from this book to help improve your website. So that's my review for Pro Blogger, Secrets for Blogging Your Way to Six-Figure Income, and I gave this one a 3-star rating. So you can learn some stuff, but it just wasn't for me.
Book review, 3 stars. Number two.
Okay, book number two was Launch, How to Quickly Propel Your Business Beyond the Competition. Loved it. Okay, I'm a huge fan of Michael Stelzner, and this book has been on my to-do list for a long while now. It's a fab book, and I would certainly read it more than once. The idea behind Launch is to give you a new way to grow your business, which involves focusing on the needs of others, giving gifts, working with outsiders, and holding back on your marketing messages. He calls it marketing restraint. I personally attended BNI. I don't know if you've heard of BNI, but it's the Business Network International. I did that for a long time. I think it was something like 7 years or something like that. But they're breakfast meetings, and as I say, I did it for many years. And their theory is based on a thing called giver's game. If I give you business, then you'll want to give me business. Yeah, this is the underlying message within Launch, and it has a very, very similar theme. Do you know, me personally, I'm constantly criticised for providing too much information for free, but reading this book explains why I have some really great success stories. These principles are precisely the opposite of traditional marketing, but they do work. Here are my takeaways from this book. Record real-life videos on the go when I get inspirational ideas. Number two is ideas for blogging content. I don't really have thought about it, but looking at the latest releases on Amazon are really good ideas for blogging content. Looking at guest blogging sites as well. And I got loads more ideas. So ideas for blogging content was number two. And number three was tips on getting experts to your blog. I love some of the techniques he suggested on how to get experts into your blog. So watch out, Michael, I'm going to be on your case. Anyway, it was great to hear his theory on sales. Give and you shall receive. I've sold like this for many, many years, but some of my clients just don't get this theory, so perhaps I should buy them a copy of this book. What do you reckon? Anyway, this one I loved, and I would give it a 5-star rating. So, well done, Michael. You great book.
Book review, 5 stars. Number three.
Okay, my third book was Neuro-Linguistic Programming for Dummies by Romila Reddy. What a cracking name that is. Let's just say I was glad to finish this book. I've had quite a lot of exposure to NLP through listening to various talks at business meetings and touching on it on podcasts I listen to as well. But I've never really actually read a book on the topic. So NLP for Dummies seemed like a really good place to start, and I was quite intrigued to read it. To be honest with you though, I got really bored. The content was just a bit boring, and I was glad that it was a quick read. I found myself fast forwarding to the next chapter, or my mind was wandering onto other topics when I had to reread the chapter again. Perhaps it was because I was quite familiar with NLP already, although I didn't realise how much I already knew, and I found a lot of the examples quite tedious. If you have no idea about NLP, then I expect this is a good read, but for me it was very repetitive. So that's Neuro-Linguistic Programming, or NLP for short, for Dummies by Romila Reddy, and I gave this a 2-star rating.
Book review, 2 stars.
As always, you don't need to take any notes, as we have a full transcript of the article or of the blog with links to the books that I've mentioned, and also showcasing my book review Pinterest board, which you can see all the books that I've read just by scrolling through the Pinterest board. So please visit all the W's green-umbrella.biz/66 to read it in more detail and to subscribe to the blog. Anyway, that's it for another episode. Take care. Bye-bye for now.
See you next time. Bye-bye. The online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.